Welcome to the College Audition Podcast with your host, nationally renowned college audition coach, Tim Evanicki.
Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with the College Audition, back with another episode of the College Audition Podcast. Today my special guest is Kathleen Rinn, Assistant Professor of Musical Theater and Assistant Program Coordinator at Syracuse University. Welcome, Kathleen.
Hi, it's great to be here.
So let's chat a little bit about you first. As my listeners know, we always like to get to know the person before the program. So I want to hear about your exciting past and your training and career that led you to your time at Syracuse.
Absolutely. So I actually got my BFA in musical theater at Syracuse University. So I am SU drama through and through. And then after that, I spent a number of years in Chicago. I was performing out there, doing musicals. I did a lot of devised theater in Chicago too, and started creating original work there. And that really pulled me to NYU for graduate school. I went to NYU Tisch and I got my MFA in musical theater writing there. And my focus was primarily in book writing and lyric writing. So basically all of the words that constitute a musical. And after that, I was developing my own original work and still am, and then ended up being here at Syracuse and teaching. I had always been doing private voice lessons in my own private studio, and then got to kind of bring all of this work together of performing, writing, vocal instruction in my position at Syracuse, and just actually developed and workshopped one of my own musicals this semester there in the middle of hybrid everything. So yeah, it's been an exciting time.
Wow. Are you originally from Syracuse?
I grew up just south of here. I was born in Boston and was there for a few years, but then grew up in central New York. So had a bit of a connection to the area and the university, and then ended up going to college here. Yeah. After my own audition process in many different places.
Oh, great. So in your role as assistant professor of musical theater, what classes are you responsible for teaching? When do the students get to see you?
Absolutely. So the students, as of right now in our program, and we're actually, we were just talking about this yesterday, but our students right now get to meet me their sophomore year. So they would have me in what is called Intro to Musical Theater Performance, which is a two-semester course, which is basically an acting the song course. It's working on solo song material. So they would have me then. But I also teach solo cabaret, which is an upper level course. I teach a contemporary singing technique voice module, which has to do with singing pop and rock and R&B music. I've taught all levels of singing voice. I've taught advanced musical theater repertoire, musical theater writings. I've taught a lot of things, but they'd have me for the first time their sophomore year.
Oh, wow. All right, so moving to the actual program, and this will be a good test for you in your new role of assistant program coordinator.
Try me out.
Give me the Syracuse University Musical Theater Program elevator speech. I want to know, describe that program.
Got it.
Minute or less.
All right, here we go. I'm crossing my fingers. No, so we are a pre-professional theatrical training program, housed in a major research university in partnership with a professional equity theater that is located right in our same building, right? So we kind of have all of these different aspects that swirl together. We are also, on the more personal level, we are a community that is full of students who are passionate, engaged, talented artist activists. There is just a lot of desire to remake the industry as we know it within our building, which is really inspiring for me. And we are also a group of really energized and collaborative and faculty too. And so it's a really vibrant community with a lot of different resources to draw on from the university. And like I said, our partnership with Syracuse Stage. So it's an exciting place to be.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit more about Syracuse Stage. I'm from the area, so I've heard of Syracuse Stage. What does that partnership how does that benefit your students?
Absolutely. So Syracuse Stage is the premier professional theater in Central New York. It's a member of the League of Residence Theaters, and we all of their productions have equity actors. Most of them come up from New York City. We have some people as well who are hired locally. And the exciting part for our students is, in addition to just getting to be in hallways with a bunch of people who are working professionally and who come and do master classes and lectures and talk with the students, so there's that interaction. But more importantly, our students get to be in the shows and they get equity points by being in the shows, and they get to partake in a completely professional rehearsal process and get to see what that's like and kind of wet their feet. There are a number of productions that Syracuse Stage does in their season every year that have opportunities for students to be in them. But the primary one, we have what's called the co-production or the co-pro, which is usually a holiday musical, a big show. Last year, we were supposed to do Matilda, which got put on hold because of COVID. The year before that, we did Beauty and the Beast. But it's usually a big, large cast, large ensemble musical. Of which almost all of the ensemble is usually comprised of students, and often leads are as well. Belle in Beauty and the Beast was a student from our department. So it's a really unique partnership and opportunity for our students to know what it's going to be like once they're out and doing this professionally, because they get to do it professionally while they're still in school.
So we've spoken to a couple other schools that have partnerships with Equity Theaters, and that's always really interesting to, I know, my students that are listening. Just so I'm clear, there's one production a year where they would get their EMC points. Can I come in there for a second?
There's one big one that has, we got like 20 students in, but there's often other opportunities too. Like in the last season, we were going to have Matilda. There was also going to be Once that was going to happen as a musical, and that was going to also have roles for students. We did a production of The Wolves too, or Syracuse Stage did rather, that had almost an entire cast of students in it. So there's usually, I would say, at least somewhere between two or four of their shows a year have opportunities for that, but there's one major one that is kind of the main feeder of that relationship.
Is it possible over the course of 4 years for a student to get all 26 equity weeks to join the union?
That's a great question. I think there have been some students who have. Something that is worth noting in our particular program is that the freshman year is a non-performance year, and the reason behind that, and we're very philosophically devoted to that idea because it does two things. First of all, it allows the students to focus purely on their training and their education and their craft and be developing their own art in the first year without the sense of competition and being in front of an audience necessarily, and they get to focus more on process than on product. And also it builds ensemble in our freshman class, and so we're really strong believers in that. So because of that, your opportunity to be in any shows is sophomore, junior, and senior. So I'm doing that math in my head. But I think that there have been at least a couple who have, but a lot of students leave with equity points.
So great segue, Kathleen. Let's chat more about sort of the production performance opportunities starting not with freshman year, but with sophomore year onward. How many shows a year are there possible to do, and any other additional performing opportunities as well?
Absolutely. So We have shows of a variety of scope and size in a variety of venues in the building. I mean, the first thing that I would say is that one of the most exciting parts about being in the building, and one of the things that I'm most looking forward to getting back to after COVID, is the experience of walking through the hallway pretty much any night of the week except for Monday, and having something being performed in either a classroom or a stage or a black box, and just hearing things coming from all these different rooms. So there's a lot of energy from small projects to really large projects going on, just to say. In terms of our kind of main season that we have right now, the fully produced, what we currently call main stage productions, we have 2 musicals every year, and we have 3 plays every year. And that does not include the co-production musical with Syracuse Stage. That's a separate thing. So our Department of Drama has 2 main musicals, 3 plays every year. In addition to that, we have a variety of other what we call studio projects that are sometimes faculty directed, sometimes student directed, at a variety of levels in different spaces. We have 1 stage in the building that is, again, shared between the Department of Drama and Syracuse Stage that has 500 seats. We have another one that has 200 seats. We have a black box that has 50. We have like a cabaret lounge pavilion where there are performances. So there's also just different venues that the students move through.
Great. And what about a senior year showcase?
Yeah, we have that as well. And this year, we, as I'm sure many other programs did, we transitioned to a fully digital showcase. So all of these, fully virtual, digital virtual showcase. So all of the students ended up leaving with and presenting a reel of material that could involve monologue, scenes, dance, song work. So this was a really big out-of-the-box year for us of reconceiving of that, and also starting this year and moving forward, it's guaranteed that all seniors are represented in the showcase. This allowed us to, because of this new format, allowed us to play with time differently and to do some exciting combinations of things. And it opened up the opportunity for it to be more accessible and guaranteed for all of them, which was really great as well. And that is our plan going forward.
So you're saying that you think that there's going to be a virtual or digital component to all of your showcases moving on?
My guess is yes. Yeah, my guess is yes. And I know that we are committed to including all of the senior class every year going forward as well.
Isn't it funny how something that was such a pain in the neck for us for so long has come up with some actual really great results and some things that we never would have thought of before, like virtual showcases that most schools are saying that, you know, the agents and casting directors prefer it. So I wonder what it's going to look like.
Yeah, I think it's so great. And they get to, you know, it's something tangible that they get to have. They get to put it on their own website. It's a, you know, a manifestation of all their hard work that they can point to. And also, it's worth saying, too, that we were leaning in this direction already. I remember even 2 years ago, we were thinking about, do we go all virtual? What is the best choice for them? And then, you know, the decision got made for us and ended up being a really exciting, it's so beautiful online. You can see it on our school's website. It's just, it came out, it was so lovely.
I think actually it works better. I mean, there's nothing like the energy of being in a room, but there's still constraints on that as far as representation of each student getting their
Absolutely.
Own time. And so that's so great to hear.
Yeah.
Syracuse is probably very well known amongst most of the listeners for the sports programs there. And sometimes I have some students that are a little leery of a school that is so well known for sports and hoping that the arts, you know, may get overshadowed, or not hoping that, or thinking that the arts may get overshadowed a bit by that. What can you say to that when it comes to the arts program at Syracuse?
You know, what I can say is in terms of the reputation of the department and also just the success of our alumni, I mean, I think some of that speaks for itself. I mean, we were even in Playbill, I think it was 2 years ago, we were mentioned as one of the schools with the most representation of alumni on Broadway at this moment in time, you know, and it's also that we have students who go both directions, right? We have students who want, in our department, who like want the full college experience and, ooh, I want to go to the basketball games or I want to be in Greek life or whatever it is. But what's unique about really the geography of our program is that because we're in partnership with Syracuse Stage and we're in the building with them, we're actually located a bit off campus, like a walk from it. It's about a like 7 to 10 minute downhill, like coming to us, which means that there's the opportunity for you to have your whole college experience really in our building and just in the theater mix and world and atmosphere with all your fellow BFA majors, or depending on what other courses you want to take and where you want to live, you can be very integrated in terms of this kind of quote unquote true college experience environment, right? And I think it's great because there's the, it can tailor to student preferences. We can feel like our own little arts island, or you can feel like you get to dip your toes in both. So I mean, we're really well respected. I've found in the college and in the College of Visual and Performing Arts, we have a really great reputation, and everyone in our building is incredibly devoted to making great theater. So I never personally feel like it's somehow that overshadows it. I'm too busy doing work on art in the building.
And you are killing it with the segues today, because my question was going to be, what opportunities are there for students to study other areas, or perhaps take on a minor? Is it possible to minor outside of the theater and dance music world there as well? And talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, certainly. So we have what is a conservatory style program, right? So a lot of it is very immersive. There are a lot of, you're going to come from musical theater, there are a lot of classes in music theater and dance that you're going to be taking. I have a colleague who likes to say it's almost like a triple major in some ways, because you've got these really big three areas of focus. But that said, there are, I think the full number is 24 academic credits outside of the major that are required to be taken that can be used in a variety of ways. And we absolutely have had students who minor in any number of things. We have a student right now whose minor is also going to make her pre-med that she's working on, right? So, I mean, it's whatever you're willing to take on, right? So, but what I'll say is, it's easier to manage. It's a bit easier to manage in the BFA acting program than it is in musical theater, for the reason that I said of having just so many classes that you take. But it absolutely, numerically, it is possible. We have students who do it every year who come in. And it's good, though, if you know you think you might want to, that's a really good thing to communicate to your advisor at the outset, so that that plan of how to navigate through the credit map can be done and planned kind of from the beginning when you're there. It's hard to decide your junior year that you're going to want a minor, you know, in our program, because you need to have a bit of a sense of where you're going to grab those credits as you move through.
And sorry, step back for 1 second. You have a BFA musical theater student who is also now pre-med?
Yes, we do. I also have, there was someone back when I went to school who double majored, was the only person who I had heard of doing this, but who double majored in musical theater and economics. So
today,
that involved a lot of permission to take extra credits, to be fair there.
Oh my
but,
gosh.
But and yes, but. Mm-hmm.
That was possible in 4 years, or that couldn't
that,
have been?
That was possible because that individual was very overachieving in 4 years, but it when I was within the credit limitations, it's possible to minor. Within the credit limitations, it is really not possible to double major unless you get a bunch of other permissions to let you do that. We have an honors program that can let you take more credit. Like, there's some other loophole ways around this, but we've had a lot of people though who minor in business, or who minor in some sort of management, or who minor in some other art or psychology. We've had a lot of those, you know, like, so you can certainly fold in a minor, but the double major in economics was like a once in a lifetime.
I mean, they had to have come in with a ton of APs and college
certainly.
Credits already, because I mean, that would have been a 22-year-old leaving college with a full head of gray hair.
Oh,
there's no
absolutely.
Way.
I believe he did. I think he may have. I'm still good friends with him, but he does have gray hair.
You mentioned before that you know, Syracuse was named by Playbill as having one of the highest representations on Broadway right now. So can you speak a little bit about your notable faculty and alum?
Yeah, absolutely. Some notable alum, especially. We've got Jesse Mueller. We have Hannah Corneau, who is Elphaba. We have Aaron Sorkin, Vera Farmiga, Tay Diggs, Vanessa Williams, Julia Murney. So we have, and just so many people too, who are, who have been, like some other people from my class, Brendan Stimson, Catherine Charlevoix. There's a lot of people who have had really vibrant, successful, continuing careers coming out of this program.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. And now let's chat a little bit about Central New York and the Syracuse area, because I'm assuming at some point during their 4 years there, the student will leave campus to do something. Talk a little bit about what student life can be like in the Syracuse area.
Absolutely. So, I mean, Syracuse is a mid-sized city, right, up here in the Northeast. And in terms of things to do, I mean, I know I talked a bit about Syracuse Stage, but I think it is worth mentioning, though, that for a, I think we're around 130,000 people. I don't think that includes the university population necessarily, which it then bumps, right? But we've got, I mean, Syracuse Stage is an equity theater. We also have the Red House downtown now, which is another professional theater that has had a really exciting just renovation. They've got this beautiful building now, and they bring in a lot of equity actors, and our students have had the opportunity to perform there during the year. There's also a lot of summer stock opportunities in and around this area, in Ithaca, at the Hangar Theater, at the Rev, in Auburn. So there's a lot of arts going on around this area, I would say. In addition to that, Syracuse itself has a really lovely kind of old brick downtown with shops and restaurants and a nice walkable area down there, some really beautiful architecture. We're also located in the middle of the Finger Lakes region, which is one of the most beautiful, I mean, I'm biased, I grew up here, but it is known tourist-wise as one of the most beautiful places in the U.S. In the nicer weather, we get a lot of snow, let's be honest here. If you like skiing, you gotta like winter a bit to come here. But if you like doing things outdoors, it does not take long to get somewhere for a gorgeous hike or to go to a lake. You get the urban center feel here in the city, and then quite quickly can get outside and be able to experience nature. So there's really a lot to be offered if you can handle a bit of winter, yeah. Which we do.
Gorgeous area. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful in the winter too, but it's yes, super it gorgeous is. This time of year as well. Really one of my is. Favorite times to be in upstate New York. Let's transition now into the audition process. Obviously, Syracuse is a very competitive program to get accepted to, and congratulations for that. Let's chat first a little bit about numbers. Yeah. How many applicants as far as pre-screens, like so first round applicants, did you receive this past year?
It's usually just over 1,000. And it was the same this past year as well. We weren't sure, obviously, with the pandemic, if it was going to be affected, but it was about the same. Yeah, we're usually somewhere between 1,000, 1,200. We're right in that range.
And then from those 1,000 range of pre-screens, how many do you invite for live auditions?
It's usually around 350.
Okay. And those live auditions take place on campus, but where else?
They take place on campus, they take place in LA, they take place in Chicago, and they take place in New York City.
So you do the unifies.
Yes. Huh? Yes, in Chicago, the unifies. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. And then you aim for an incoming class size of?
Aiming for an income for musical theater specifically, for the musical theater BFA, an incoming class of about 22. But it's worth noting too that we have something called the actor-singer track, which I would love to mention as well, because this is a pretty unique thing that we offer in our program, which is what the actor-singer track is students who audition and who are interested as well in the BFA acting degree, but who also have a really beautiful singing voice and a desire to pursue musical theater opportunities. Maybe don't have as much of a background in dance, but are super strong in the two areas of acting and singing, right? And so we have had, we started it officially 2 years ago. We got it launched and we have had, I think, 6 students in our first class who have been going through in that program, and about the same number in the next class as well. And what their experience in college would be is that they take all of the BFA acting courses, and in addition to that, they take or have the opportunity to take all of the musical theater performance courses. So they get voice lessons, they get all the acting the song courses, musical theater scene study, audition, they go through and do all of that. And they also have some dance components that get worked into that, but really their focus ends up being able to be acting and musical theater, specifically singing, while they're in our program.
So walk me through the audition process for that then. Do they, is that a, because this is brand new, so I actually don't know the answers to these questions.
Yeah, great.
Do they check that box that they want to go for that track, or is it something that is offered to them?
So in order to be, great question. So in order to be considered for that, it would have to be a student who indicates an interest in the BFA acting as well, right? So if I'm looking at your pre-screen and I'm looking at your audition and I see that you're only interested in musical theater, and let's say that your dance, for instance, is not a high enough score to have you moved along in musical theater, you're not going to be automatically considered for the, you will not be automatically considered at all for the BFA act, for the actor singer track. You would have to say, I'm interested in the BFA acting major. I'm also interested in the BFA musical theater major, right? And then let's say we watch and we say, oh my gosh, this applicant is, look how amazing their acting is. Oh, wow, what a singing voice they've got, right? And then we look and we're not sure about the dance. Maybe the dance score isn't as high, but these two are just super standout. Then if we, let's say we move you along and you come in, you do the audition, and then you got in and the acting program says, yes, we'd want them in our program as well, then the argument can be made of let's offer. It would be a separate offer that's made afterwards.
So is it under the BFA acting program?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is specifically, think of it as the BFA acting program plus into ours rather than, so you end up doing the whole curriculum there and there's additional classes.
Got it. And to clarify just one more time to make sure I understand it.
Totally.
They can't say as they're going into audition, there is not a box to check to say that I'm interested in the actor singer track. It is just you have to say you want both.
My understanding is that in saying that you want both, I know that when I'm looking and I'm screening, if I see that you're interested in the BFA acting and you're interested in BFA musical theater, and I see that you're a fabulous actor and a fabulous singer, I'm already going to have in my mind the fact of, ooh, I'm going to think about you for the BFA, for the actor singer track. Yeah. So if you're on the receiving end of, getting an offer, like getting admitted to the university, let's say, okay, you were somebody who this was a good fit for, here's how it would work. You would get your letter that said you got into the BFA acting program. And then after that, you would receive a separate offer that says, and by the way, would you like to do the actor singer track? So it comes in, it would come in like that. Yeah. It's not its own major, it's a track. So it comes, so there's that kind of step that happens.
I love that. I think I have so many students that come through my ranks that are terrified of the dance just because they either got a late start or just never did it because they never had to, or they realized later on that they want to do musical theater, so they haven't been taking dance class since they were two.
Yeah.
Not that you have to, but I'm just saying that this would be ideal for, especially if they're also getting a little bit of dance peppered into it. That's a really great program opportunity. I'd heard of this. I'd not had any students go through that yet, so... I'm excited that I learned something today about
your book. And I just want to be, to your explicit question about is there interest that is indicated, because I've been here, this was my first year full time this last year, and so just for full disclosure, there might be a box that's checked that I'm unaware of in that process, so that might be part of that. I'm not 100% positive to give that answer.
So you mentioned that you're one of the people who watched the pre-screens.
Yeah.
What is your pre-screen process like at Syracuse? Is it the same group of people see every video, or do you divide and conquer? How does that work for you guys?
It's a little bit of both, honestly, because we have, everybody is seen by at least a dance faculty, a singing faculty, and an acting faculty member for musical theater. So you're getting seen by multiple sets of eyes as you move through. And so it's, I would say that there's very little of just, some sort of like unilateral viewing of something. There's a lot of talking that happens between us too. There's a lot of like other people weighing in on it. You're having various faculty members who get to watch your application when you come through, and we're all hoping that you're going to be somebody who's a fit for us.
So what qualities are you looking for in a student for them to get passed through to the second round for a live audition, or, I mean, even all the way through to an offer letter?
Definitely. So, I mean, obviously we love seeing just riotously talented singers, actors, dancers. I mean, there's nothing more exciting than just seeing young talent and people with energy and passion for this. But I would say, speaking personally, I really look for, we use the word spark a lot, which, and what do I mean by that? Some sense of individuality, some sense of seeing that this student kind of knows who they are at this point in time, or brings something out that sings material that they clearly connect with, right? Something that they really love. I like seeing honesty. I like seeing someone who really is just honestly communicating a story. You know, the thing is, we can teach skills. Like, I'm not looking for, I personally am not looking for, like, oh, the perfectly polished voice or the perfectly polished monologue, or no, oh, I don't want to see any sort of weird gesture. Like, I'm not looking for product. I'm looking for someone I want to work with, someone who seems to have a sense of themselves, who picks material that excites them, that kind of, you can see the little bit of spirit come out in what they're doing. And knowing that, if we want you to come in, we want to work with you, right? It's not just, oh, we want to bring you in because you are somehow perfect and like a professional. If you're that, like, go off into the field, right? We want to bring you in because we want to work with you. We see something there. So I like seeing people who are a little bit rougher around the edges, but are kind of fearless and bold, and who sing something that you can tell that they love.
Yeah. Do you guys take the wild card video?
Yeah, we do.
So we do. What do you look for in that? I mean, I tell students that the wildcard video is your opportunity to show them who you are outside of the singing, dancing, acting, and show them a little bit of your personality and maybe something else that you are interested in. So what do you look for?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, again, like, I can only speak for myself, right? These are all these, we all have our own kind of preferences and things that, like, tick our own boxes, right? But for me, I love seeing things that have absolutely nothing to do with theater. I remember that was one of our, that is not to say that, like, let's say you play an instrument or you have something else that you really want to show that fits in the theatrical world. Fine, absolutely do it. If it brings you joy, like, do it. But I remember in our interviews this year, because we weren't able to do in-person auditions, what we did is we did live interviews with all of our candidates who we had moved forward. So we spoke with them for about 10, 15 minutes, and we just had a conversation and tried to get to know them better. And I remember one of the questions that we asked was, what is something outside of theater that brings you joy? Like, we want to know who you are as people. And so if there's anything, is something about your family, some other hobby you have, some sort of, I'd love to see it.
Yeah. You don't want musical theater machines. Those kids are boring and weird.
No.
You want a well-rounded person.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk to us about the fall. Are you back in person completely in the fall? Is that the plan?
That is the plan. The plan right now is to be back in person completely. Syracuse is requiring vaccines of all of our students and faculty in the fall.
Great.
So the plan is to be in person. Yeah. And we're planning to do You're in Town in the fall. That should be happening. We're planning also to do In Love and Warcraft. We're going to do a devised work in the fall. There's a lot of stuff that's on the plate right now. So, and hoping that it happens.
Full steam ahead, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. That's so exciting. And do you think that you're going to keep a virtual option for auditions moving forward?
That's such a great question. To be transparent, we haven't discussed I have at least not been part of a discussion for next year yet about that process. It was so different this year that we absolutely need to have a moment of the debrief of, oh, what did we like from this year? Are there things we want to keep? I'm speaking personally right now and not on behalf of the department, but what I really liked about this was just the increased accessibility that it provided. It's, you know, and just thinking about both in terms of the cost of all of the travel when they have to be in person can just be so prohibitive for some people, and just the time and the energy and having to go to all the different schools. I mean, it's great to get to go visit and see the campuses, but I mean, we really We want anyone who would like to have the opportunity to be here, if we feel like we can work with you and bring out the best in yourself to do this art form, we really want you to come and want you to be here. And so anything that can remove a barrier to being able to access that moment is personally very important to me. And I will say I know important to our faculty as well. So so we'll see what we do going forward, but that would be my hope, is that that'd still be there.
There are several programs I've spoken to that said that they're going to try that. So I certainly hope that that happens as well. So if my listeners want to know anything else about the program that we didn't get a chance to speak about today, who can they contact or where can they go?
Yeah, so you can contact me. You want to send me an email? You go right ahead. So my name's Kathleen Rinn. My email's kawrinn@syr.edu. And also our website, which I will find here, is if you go to VPA, which is for visual and performing arts, .syr.edu, you can then go through and go to the Department of Drama's kind of local website there. One thing I did want to say that I didn't get to before, which is just other things about our program, we also have a study abroad in London component. You get to study at the Globe, and that can be for acting and musical theater majors. Our designers often study abroad in Florence too. And we also have what's called the Tepper semester in New York, which is the second semester, their senior year, where you work with industry professionals, you do all these workshops and master classes. It's like this transition moment from college into the industry. So there's more about that on the website, but those are two other real hallmark features of our program.
Oh, wonderful. They get to study the Globe. That's incredible.
Yeah.
What a great opportunity.
Yeah.
So you can go to the website or email Kathleen directly if you have any more questions about Syracuse's program. But Kathleen, thank you so much for joining us today and chatting about Syracuse. And I'm up in the area a lot, so next time I am, I'll definitely reach out and make sure that I swing by and say hello.
Absolutely. We can actually start seeing each other now. You know what I mean? Like in person, real humans in the same space.
Well, I will be sure to do that next time up in Syracuse. So thanks once again for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and masterclasses offered by The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok.